Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. Today, we're diving into something super important. Cultivating self-compassion through kindness and empathy, without limits. You know that feeling when you mess up? When life throws you a curveball, and your inner critic starts screaming louder than the crowd at a rock concert. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that self-compassion isn't just about being nice to yourself? It's about actively embracing kindness and empathy, not just for yourself but for everyone around you, even those who seem like they deserve zero sympathy. Crazy, right? Stick with me, because this is a game changer. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the harsh self-talk and unlock the power of limitless compassion. First things first, recognize that we're all human. We make mistakes, we stumble, we fall flat on our faces sometimes. It's part of the beautiful messiness of life. Holding onto shame or guilt for those moments only makes them bigger than they need to be. Instead, treat yourself like you'd treat a close friend who's having a tough time. With understanding, support, and a whole lot of love. Imagine your best friend messing up. Would you berate them? Nope. You'd probably offer a shoulder to cry on and remind them that everyone messes up sometimes. Now do the same for yourself. Second, practice active listening. Seriously, put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly hear what people are saying. Even if you disagree, try to understand their perspective without judgment. This not only builds empathy but also strengthens your connections with others. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? It's like a warm hug for your soul. Go out there and give those warm hugs, through active listening. Third, cultivate gratitude. We often get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on the good stuff can shift our entire perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A sunny day, a delicious cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger. These seemingly insignificant moments add up and create a ripple effect of positivity. Ever notice how much brighter your day feels when you wake up with a grateful heart? It's like magic. Fourth, practice forgiveness. Not just towards others but also yourself. Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us more than anyone else. Let go of past hurts and move forward with grace and understanding. Remember, everyone deserves a second chance, including you. Finally, remember that self-compassion isn't about being weak or permissive. It's about setting healthy boundaries and taking care of your emotional well-being. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love, kindness, and respect, always. Let me tell you a story. This friend of mine, let's call her Sarah, was going through a really tough breakup. She was drowning in self-pity, beating herself up for every little thing that went wrong. I knew she needed a dose of compassion, so I did something unexpected. I invited her to join me on a volunteer trip at a local soup kitchen. At first, she was hesitant. She thought she wasn't in the right headspace to help others. But when we were there, serving meals and talking to people who had it even harder than she did, something shifted in Sarah. She started seeing her own struggles in a new light. She realized that everyone has their own battles, and that focusing on her own pain wasn't helping anyone. By the end of the day, Sarah came back with this renewed sense of purpose and self-compassion. It was incredible to see how stepping outside herself and offering kindness to others had a profound impact on her own well-being. So here's the takeaway. Cultivate self-compassion through acts of kindness and empathy. Remember that you are worthy of love and respect, always. Practice forgiveness, both for yourself and others. And never underestimate the power of a helping hand. It can change your life and the lives of those around you. Ready to put these takeaways into action? Start small. Offer a genuine compliment to a stranger. Listen attentively to someone who needs to vent, or simply take a few minutes each day to practice gratitude. Remember, even the smallest acts of kindness can make a world of difference. Thanks for tuning in to Daily Detachment. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with your friends. Let's build a world where compassion is the norm, not the exception. Until next time, stay detached, but never unkind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.